it's not as though my sins and my selfishness or my failures as a pastor are more powerful than God's desire to keep his children. And here's a little secret, apostates. There are other churches. So if you can't get over me, I don't blame you. But, you know, go somewhere else. Go hear God's word. Go receive the sacraments. I don't blame you for not liking me, but you can't just cut yourself off and say, well, I'll teach God a lesson. He sent Peterson here. I'll just go to hell. That'll teach him. You're only hurting yourself. It's ridiculous. So here's the thing. This de-church thing places the blame in the wrong place. There's plenty of blame to go around, to be sure. But we got to tell the truth to apostates. They need the law preached to them. Now, insofar as they've suffered from sinners within the church, of course I'm sorry, and people shouldn't misbehave. And when they do, they need to be held accountable. But the church is a place for sinners, not just sinners who get easily offended, but sinners who also behave badly. So we're not going to remake the church in your image because somebody wasn't nice to you. We aren't going to let you be the only sinner here, and you don't get your way. And we're not going to pretend like you haven't sinned against God and against us by your absence. So this apostate thing is serious. And this de-churched language is not helpful, in my opinion, because it doesn't recognize what's really at stake, the salvation of these people's souls. And when we pretend like it's not their fault, we're selling it short and we're not being honest. Again, there's blame to go around, but we got to tell the truth. We got to preach the law.